Welcome to this podcast about Silk Coos River and Oregon coastal dunes in Oregon. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. The Silk Coos River begins at the outlet of Silk Coos Lake and meanders generally west for 3 miles through the Oregon coastal dunes to the Pacific Ocean, about 8 miles south of Florence and 13 miles north of Reedsport, Oregon. A watershed of 43,520 acres drains into Silk Coos Lake via Wowahink, Fiddle, Maple, and Lane Creeks. Silk Coos Lake is shallow, with about 80% of the surface area having depths of less than 15 feet. The lake formed after the last glacial period, when melting glaciers caused a rise in sea level that drowned the lower reaches of coastal rivers, causing sediments to be deposited as alluvial deltas. The fine glacial sediments created sand dunes that formed a barrier across the ancestral rivers, subsequently flooding shallow basins. The coastal dunes are characterized by a well-developed foredune adjacent to the beach. The foredune has vegetation that traps most of the sand blowing from the ocean, so little sand is available for replenishing the active dunes to the east. The active dunes cover older stabilized dunes, marine terraces, and bedrock of the Tai Formation, which developed during the Eocene and consists of marine sandstone of turbiditic origins. The coastal dunes at the Silk Coos River were part of the traditional territory of the Siyus Law people. This is an area of open beaches bordered by shifting sand dunes and steep, heavily vegetated mountainsides. Historically, there were about 34 villages with cedar plank houses. Their villages consisted of family members and tended to be autonomous. During the summers, families would move to hunting camps in the surrounding mountains. In 1832, the Hudson's Bay Company built Fort Umpqua on the north bank of the Umpqua River, about 9 miles south of the Silk Coos River, to serve as a base for fur trading operations. In 1846, Britain transferred sovereignty of the Oregon Territory to the United States. In 1855, a treaty was drafted by the federal government to allow for the peaceful acquisition and settlement of the ancestral tribal lands. The treaty provided for compensation to the tribes in terms of food, clothing, employment, education, and health benefits, but Congress never ratified it. In November 1855, President Franklin Pierce issued an executive order creating the Coast or Sealets Reservation, encompassing 1,536,000 acres on a strip of land approximately 120 miles long from Cape Lookout in the north to the Silk Coos River in the south and extending inland approximately 20 miles. As Oregon's population grew, the reservation was reduced and fragmented. Today it is 3,745 acres, none on the coast. The Oregon coastal dunes are over 100,000 years old and stretch along 40 miles of the central Oregon coastline. Studies have determined that the youngest dunes are closest to the ocean and began forming about 7,000 years ago. The primary source of sand forming the Oregon dunes are sediments transported from the mountains primarily by the Umpqua and Siyus Law rivers and deposited along the coast. Alongshore currents then transport the sand in suspension and along the ocean floor parallel to the coast. Waves and tides move sand towards or away from shore. When waves deposit sand on the beach, the prevailing winds blow it up the beach face. Dune formation depends mainly on the wind. In the summer, the wind generally blows from the north and northwest, averaging 12 to 16 miles per hour. Mountain barriers along the coast deflect the wind currents that form the dunes into many different shapes. In winter, the average wind speeds are generally much slower, except during episodic storms, and the direction is from the south and southwest. These winds move large amounts of sand, causing the dunes to be reshaped. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the west coast of North America at coastview.org.